What's shaking? Hey, I'm Rick Jordan. Today, we're going all in. Right, today, this is going to be a blast because real estate is always up and down. People think that they can make a lot of money into it. And I've known many, many agents who have gotten into the business and have just sucked. They just have. They never made any money, or a lot of people do it as like a side hustle. But this is truly an awesome story today from someone who has really built a lot of wealth, a lot of good names for herself, has her own agency. It's awesome. So I am welcoming Barbara Isabel to the show. What's shaking?
Hey guys, how are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have you on because you have your own group, right? That's part of Keller Williams. You have your own group, and it's in, of all places, Beverly Hills, which is pretty awesome to begin with.
It's a good brand to have. I could have chosen any office, but I just think it shows better.
Oh, for sure. I mean, everybody equates Beverly Hills with like the rich and famous, right?
Yeah, it's like the dream for everybody to like be and live in Beverly Hills. It's far from the truth. Like, you know, there's a lot of things to like and a lot of things to hate about Beverly Hills and I guess every other city. But if I was going to join any office, it had to have the Beverly Hills on it because that's kind of a little bit of a hybrid for my business. So, you know, even though I specialize, as I'm sure we will discuss, in land, multifamily, affordable housing, and mainly like ground up development, that doesn't happen at all in the city of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
It's also a very good hybrid to have, you know, the Beverly Hills zip code on my resume because it obviously gives me a lot of like good referrals.
For sure it does, no doubt. You know, and what's interesting is you mentioned something in there, and I know we were talking a little pre-show, that you're going to talk to the community at an event. I think it's the Chamber of Commerce event. Is that what you said?
It's the town hall.
The town hall, that's it, cool. And it's interesting, it's a big dichotomy, you know, because you're in Beverly Hills and yet you're going to go there and talk about multifamily affordable housing, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, I feel like if you've been around in real estate, again, I haven't been around in real estate that long, even though I grew up in the business. My dad was a developer in Spain. My dad never even made it to the States. He never traveled to the States when I was, you know, a few years ago. I don't need to say how old I was back then. A few years ago, he said, I'm getting to that phase of my life. When I moved here, I moved to LA to do my master's degree. I went to law school. I went to Pepperdine, and that's my background. That's, you know, what I thought I wanted to do. That was like what my dad always wanted me to do. I was, you know, raised very conservatively. Yeah. And, you know, little did I know that I was going to end up doing real estate, which to me, the concept I had of real estate, especially here in LA, was like the reality TV shows. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know if that's for me. You know, it's like too much exposure, too much going on. Like, you know, I didn't feel I had the personality for it. Until I realized that everything was really bullshit. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't what they show.
Oh, for sure. It's a lot of masks. It's a lot of, you know, playing life, so to speak, that you probably found, right? And that's a complete contrast to what's actually going on.
There's a saying that I'm sure applies probably to every other state, but there's a saying that goes, you know, 5% of agents do 90% of the business. I could probably say 3% of agents do 95% of the business.
Wow, that's so interesting. Yeah, because I mean, today's your birthday. I won't say how old you are, even though you look a lot younger than what you actually are. It's so cool because you say you haven't been in real estate really long, but yet you have your own group already, you know, which is quite an accomplishment. Yes. That's fantastic.
When I first started like in real estate about 5.5 years ago, I was cold calling. I had a strong accent. I looked very young. When I would go to my listing appointments, I always closed every single listing appointment I had throughout my first 2 years in real estate.
Wow.
And I was competing against big agents.
How did you do that? How did you close every appointment?
I think they saw through me.
Okay.
There is something also, I would say there is something a little bit cultural. You know, I'm from Spain and the way I was raised, I'm just very genuine and passionate about everything I do. And I think they saw the passion in me. I wasn't just doing it to see where it's going. Like after, you know, dedicating my life and 8 years of my life, especially at that point to law, it was a big change for me. So I just needed to make up for it. You know, when I told my parents I was transitioning to real estate, I mean, it was terrible. They were like, what do you mean? Like, what are you saying? And I was like, well, I think I can make it. I said, and I love law. It's extremely helpful for my career. But there's a ceiling. There's a cap as to what I can make doing this. Mm. Like, I get paid hourly. I get paid a certain way that, you know, it's not going to allow me to, like, get to where I want to be. And my goal was always to, honestly, I don't need to be super rich. I hope I get there, and I think I will. But my goal has always been to just live good. live the way I was raised, the same way I was raised. So, you know, until I moved to LA, I never looked at prices in restaurants. You know, my parents wanted to travel, you know, everything in Europe is really close. So, you know, we went overseas 5 times a year. Like, to me, that was life. And that's just what I want to do. But right now, life is way more expensive than it was back then. So you just have to make up for all those things if you want to live that same lifestyle.
Yeah, you can see your passion coming out. And I love what you said a little bit ago when you said, you know, you saw the limitations with being a lawyer, you know, at least the whatever specific type of law, how you were, you know, billing for time, right? Because time is a limited commodity. But now, I mean, I love it that you have your own group because you figured out how to amplify your time. You know,
when I got into real estate, I started cold calling and got a few leads, you know, trying to sell some multi-million dollar houses like everybody else, you know, does. And then I found a common pattern, which was every single client who had over a $3 to $5 million house. I'm not even going into the, you know, $10, $15, $20 million range, which is, by the way, very common in LA. Even in that, at that price point, they all of them owned apartment complexes. Some of them 20 units, some of them 30 units. Some of them were working on, you know, a couple projects. And I was like, okay, why are you doing this? Like, what is the benefit of investing in multifamily real estate? Then I learned about depreciation. Then I learned about, you know, the cash flow, what a refinance is. I learned about all these beautiful things on top of the pretty, you know, standard appreciation we get in LA in real estate. And I was like, wait a second. So you can buy a property that will allow you to depreciate over 27 years. Okay, so that means that some of the money that I make is tax-free, which of course, you know, we can get into detail if you want to, but all the benefits that come with investing in multifamily real estate, which by the way, this is not something that I just like dig into. Like this is something that I think like if you're curious enough to know how you can legally save money on your taxes, it's going to come up no matter what.
Oh, for sure, yeah. It's never, it's so like, tax is never about paying nothing. Taxation is never about paying nothing. It's about paying the little possible that you actually legally owe. Not overpaying. Yes. Not overpaying. You got it.
And obviously not to get political because I don't discuss politics. You know, I want to obviously just talk strictly about my business, what I do and, you know, who I am.
Well, especially California.
Regardless
California
of like
has no
political inclinations, I was going to say like a lot of people say like, oh, like Trump does this, he does that. He doesn't pay taxes. He's not stealing money from anybody. Like the way he's doing it is he owns apartment complexes, 50 of them in every city. So with the huge depreciation he gets through that, he can live tax-free, him, the ones coming after him and the 5 generations after those.
Yeah.
It's a very smart business plan. It's nothing like, it's not a secret.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So that was something that always caught my attention. And eventually I feel that the logical path, if you go from, you know, trying to sell multi-million dollar houses, they're learning about multifamily, you learn about depreciation, and you obviously don't want to buy retail. Most of the time, it would be better not to have to pay, you know, $3.5 million for something. But what if you get into the deal upfront? What if you like, you know, partner with us or, you know, with some of my clients, that's what I did, and you get in from the beginning. So, you know, that's the way works out better, I think, over time. But
that's really
either
awesome.
Way you're gonna, you know, it's just a benefit.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've looked at the tax code before and I've read things with the tax code specifically that it's, you know, 2 pages of the tax code are the taxes that you owe. You know what I mean? And then it's like the entire like rest of it, which is like 170 something pages, are how not to pay those taxes.
You know? I heard about that.
Yep. And it's so true because it's like what you're talking about with Trump. It doesn't matter about politics whatsoever. Not one bit. You know, it's just it's business plans. And then you can reinvest things. And it's really cool because a lot of the multifamily affordable housing, you're actually doing a good thing for people too. While you're benefiting as a businesswoman, you're doing a good thing by providing affordable housing to a lot of other people who might not generally get it instead.
So we have a term here that I don't even think is a popular term whatsoever. Yes, so you know, in case like, you know, this is how we call it, meaning me, my partners, and the clients that I work with in the affordable housing world. It's called impact investing. So that's what we're doing.
That's awesome.
So yeah, are we making money? Yes, absolutely. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it. You know, we are not a nonprofit organization. And there are nonprofit organizations out there. We are just not one of those.
Yeah.
You know, we want to provide a service. We want to, especially here in the city of LA, we have a huge problem with housing. And the homeless situation is completely out of control.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the news show or don't show because I don't really watch the news that often. But the situation with the homeless is a disaster anywhere you go.
Yeah. in LA and San Francisco, both of those two cities in California.
Yeah, San Francisco, yeah. I think it's even worse. I think it's even worse. But like here, I mean, it's just, and we're paying like, you know, $1 million for pieces of dirt that are just like surrounded by waste. And you know, it's just, it's really crazy. But again, if it makes money, it makes sense. So.
Yeah, for sure. That's so cool. How long did it take you from getting into real estate to having your own group?
5 years.
That's fast. That's really quick.
5 years, right? 5 years. So 2018, and I got my group in December of 2023. So yeah, like I would say it was the summer of 2018. I started doing real estate and I got in on December of 2023. So just over five years there.
That's awesome. That's really, really quick. Congratulations, by the way. That's fantastic.
Thank you. And I love it.
I bet. Yeah. Well, you're your own boss, you know? You get to also help a lot of other people by doing it. Let's talk about the event a little bit. Is that cool?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You were invited to talk about this event, which is tonight, about multifamily affordable housing. Why did the community invite you to speak about this? Why is it such a priority for them?
Well, I think my story is a good story overall. Like if you look at my background, where I come from, they obviously ask me a lot of questions. You know, I'm relatively young. I have a very strong accent, but I made it in the city of LA.
Yeah.
But just really being passionate about what I do.
Relatively young. You are young. I'm 44 and I'm young. You are young.
Well, is that like the 30s crisis kind of thing? I don't know if there's such a thing, but I'm just making it up.
You're thinking it is, yes.
but I think that, I don't really do any marketing. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to, look at my Instagram, look at my website. Yeah. Like I don't really spend any time on social media, very little to none. But I think the numbers speaks for themselves. Like the more you encounter, like, as I said, very few people in this business actually do business. Yeah. And if you encounter somebody multiple times, I think that's something that, people appreciate. They start to give you credibility and, they're like, oh okay. So, even though she looks this way and she looks young and she's an accent and you can tell she wasn't raised here. Even though all of that, she's actually doing business. So, to close, I don't know what I closed today, maybe 100 deals.
Yeah.
Possibly, I would say maybe somewhere between 75 and 100. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Around there.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the city of LA, which is extremely competitive.
For sure.
They're like, okay, so she's been through quite a few transactions.
Yeah. You think?
I think that's a result of that. They look at my background again. I am not the agent selling, two $40 million houses a year and netting $80 million a year on sales. But they look at my numbers and I do a lot of volume, So my sales are anywhere from 500,000 to 2.5 most of them. That's, I would say, the sweetest spot. But just a lot of them.
Yeah.
So I think that they were curious to know, how did I get to where I'm at today? How can I inspire other people to get involved into what I'm doing? Beverly Hills, at the end of the day, they really like taking care of their community, but also they like, people who make money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think if, they know that what I'm doing makes money. So I think they also want to learn about it and be a little, pick my brain.
For sure.
To see how easy that they can get involved or maybe take a part of me.
Yeah. Well, that is a lot of transactions for just one day. That's a lot of transactions for one day. You talk about volume. I think that's an understatement, Barbara.
I think that's the number of transactions that I've done since I started, five and a half years ago now.
Yeah. That's fantastic. You've got to have a pretty good sized team too. But I think most importantly, you probably have this systematized at this point.
Well, I didn't have I didn't have a team until 3 months ago.
Yeah.
So pre-December 25th, it was me, myself, and I.
Yep. But you had a system.
That was,
you
yes.
absolutely
and
had
I was
a,
like
yeah.
feeling, I had a girl that I tried to work with, but basically what I would do is I have a transaction coordinator, which is someone that handles the paperwork in the transactions, and I will pay her double her fee in every transaction. Just to make sure that she went the extra mile on all of my files. That's it.
That's fantastic.
You know what I mean? I send her all my clients' information, just have them deal with it. DocuSign, this and that. Obviously, she always sends me the paperwork first so I can approve it before she sends it out.
Yeah.
That's what I did. That was it. And then, I think the most transactions I had in escrow at the time were 11.
That's awesome.
11 escrows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And then now, as of December, I was like, okay, I need some competent people, which is very difficult to find, almost impossible.
Almost impossible. Sounds almost like you've impossible. Been some through some bad ones a little bit. We all have.
Yeah, right? I had like, yeah. I tried like six different people last year.
Wow.
And it's difficult because they think, okay, you know, they think that you're going to hand them the business and yeah. that they're going to start making money like 3 weeks later. You know, if anyone would have given me the opportunity I'm giving any of these mentees,
yeah,
I mean, I would have, that would have made my life so much easier. I would have accomplished what I'm at like way faster.
Yeah.
I just didn't have anybody.
So I like how you call them mentees also, because they're not just employees, right? They're coming underneath you.
Oh, absolutely not. No, there's a huge opportunity for growth.
Yeah.
They don't just get paid what they get paid. I give them bonuses. If I close the deal, they make money too.
Nice.
And it's a very fair split, something that nobody really offers.
Yeah.
And my goal is, listen, if I make them happy, they will make me money. And eventually, if they want to fly solo, they will fly solo. There is really no competition with what I do. I'm really a land expert consultant, you know, specializing yeah. in expediting stuff with the city of LA and the housing department. I have great relationships with them that I built throughout the years. There's no way to compete with that at yeah. the end of the day. Like I call the housing department and I'm like, listen, this process that is taking them literally about 16 to 18 weeks, I can get it done in 5 weeks. There's wow. no one that can do that because they know how I operate.
For sure.
So that's the value that I provide to these developers that I work with. So as a result of that, I also opened another company last year where I'm doing basically land consulting and I'm just helping expedite all city paperwork for anyone who wants, you know, to use yeah. my services. So far I signed like my fourth client like 2 weeks ago. It's nice.
That's awesome.
It's a little bit of extra cash flow.
For sure. I have a question regarding your mentees. Okay, when you when yes. you bring them on, right? Because it's only been a few months. My guess is that you have some kind of speech that you give to them, you know, ahead of time, because it's you've gone through some bad people. So how do you frame it up for them to be like, hey, this is what it's going to be like with me?
I say very simple. You want to work and make money. You are going to make money, but you have to work. It's not just going to come to you. Now, if I see consistency and if you follow what I'm telling you to do, and if you do what I'm asking you to do, you will be making money in less than 2 months. Like not just what you are making, you will get a bonus in less than 2 months because some of the stuff that we buy, we don't only do affordable and multifamily, we do a lot of flipping.
Mm.
That's how we, you know, pay our payroll.
Yep.
So, you know, flip side, we can close in 10, 14 days. It's all cash transactions. Those are easy. So, you know, if I close a deal and I make 8,000, I will give them a third. I will give them 2,500, whatever
nice.
It is.
Yeah.
Like it's not, for me, it's not about like, listen, if I have someone who like really wants to learn, like I want to teach them. Like yeah, I'm excited yeah. to teach people.
I love that. That's awesome. That's
yeah, really people feel like, oh, there's no competition yeah. with what I do. They don't know the people the way I do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I had somebody that I was teaching last year decided to try to go solo. And she actually closed one deal with one of my, you know, one of my many clients. Let's yeah. put it that way. They weren't exclusive to me. I said, okay, no problem. I said, now you want me to? No, I got it. Problems arose after they closed the transaction, which I could have foreseen, you know, because yeah. she didn't have the expertise that I had. And they came running to me both.
That's so cool.
And I said, listen, I said, I will help you as much as I can help you. I said, but I want X amount of money. That's what I want.
It's the reverse, right? It's only fair. Yeah. You give them
yeah,
a third.
Yeah, no, because I did this 1 year in the past without asking yeah. for anything, hoping that, hey, listen, I'm getting you out of this mess. But then you realize that people really, listen, everything works both ways. It cannot work one way.
Yeah.
And I given opportunities of doing it that way and then receive nothing. So I'm not doing that anymore. I used to be a lot more naive,
yeah.
you know, a lot nicer. Like, oh, now there is no like halfway for me. Like we're talking about something. First of all, my work means everything to me.
Yeah.
And if I say something, I mean it. And then if that's not good enough, we're putting it in writing. That's
yeah,
it.
Right on.
You don't want to sign it. You don't want to. Then I don't have a reason to do business with you. I'm sure there's another 100 people who will sign it. So
absolutely.
When you just have to understand that when someone is not willing to do that, there is a reason for it. That's it.
Yeah. Right on. Right. A lot of times it's yeah. laziness, I really think, because they just think it's going to come to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever it is, like I don't want to be a part of it.
Yeah. yeah. I'm with you.
You know?
Oh, I love it. Well, I'm excited for you to talk about this stuff tonight. I wish I could be there myself, to hear you talk about this.
I'm sure my friends are going to take videos and
good,
a bunch
please.
Of agents will be posting.
Please, I want to see those. It's awesome. I'm impressed. It's been only 5 years from just starting in the business to having your own group, and you've got everything ready to go. I appreciate your heart. I appreciate your spirit. I appreciate your fire. All right. So we've got to send everybody somewhere. I know you don't do a lot of marketing, but where can everybody find you?
Instagram, Barbara Isabel, RE like real estate. That's my Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, my email address is pretty much the same at, you know, gmail.com. And I would say that's the best way to find me. You can, you know, DM me, you can email me, you can call me, my cell phone, my actual cell phone. I'm not one of those that has three different cell phones. I only have one. It's in there. I'm very open. You know, I'm very open about everything I do. I'm very passionate about what I do. I'm starting my own fund now. We're looking to raise about $20 million to deep into, you know, affordable housing and a bunch of other fun stuff. So I just pretty much, you know, you can find me there, but I also dare anybody out there, especially in the city of LA, to compete with what I can offer.
That's awesome. From lawyer to real estate agent to real estate group owner and now to impact investor. Barbara, thank you for coming on today and just making us all smile.
Thank you so much, Rick. Thank you so much for having me on.